love somebody, we want to be with them. I finally think of it as we draw near to our last hour. Whether it's a parent or a grandparent, as we see the end of our life coming, we start to think that we're going to have to leave everything behind, but especially our children, our grandchildren, our family. And what an anguish, what a hardship, what a difficulty it is to bear that thought of leaving the ones we love behind. But my dear friends in Christ, on today's feast of Corpus Christi, we recognize that after our Lord had died and ascended into heaven, he did not leave us orphans. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has given us his body, blood, soul, divinity with us in our tabernacles. What a great gift, what a great act of love that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has given and done for us. For what better gift could our Lord have given us upon his departure, upon his ascension into heaven? What greater thing could our Lord have done for us than given us himself? And my dear friends in Christ, that is the main point of the Feast of Corpus Christi. This feast was celebrated on last Thursday, but it's transferred to Sunday so that all of the faithful may join in the ceremonies. During this Mass here today, we have all of the solemnity in honor of our Lord's true presence in the Blessed Sacrament. And so too in our procession that's going to take place after Mass, the benediction, we make a public act of faith that we firmly believe that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, under the appearance of bread and wine. And how do we know this, my dear friends in Christ? How do we know that our Lord is truly present on our altars? We have his words for it. At the Last Supper, our Lord took bread in his hands. He broke and he blessed and he said, "This is my body." Same thing, he took the chalice and he said, "This is the chalice of my blood." Earlier, before the Last Supper, our Lord had worked a stupendous miracle. That is, he multiplied the bread and the fishes amongst thousands of Jews, thousands of people. After our Lord worked that miracle in multiplying the loaves and the fish and feeding thousands of people, our Lord told them, "I am the bread of life that came down from heaven. If any man eat this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." What did the Jews respond? What did they say when our Lord told them these words? They said, "How is this possible? How are we to eat your flesh and drink your blood?" They said, "This is a hard saying," and they left our Lord. They walked no longer with him. And what was our Lord's response? Our Lord responded by letting them go. They understood him correctly. Our Lord was affirming and teaching us that he was to give us his body and blood for our food and for our drink. That is, of our souls. And my dear friends and friends, what a gift. What greater gift could God have given us than himself? God is infinite. What a blessing that we have. And that's why we celebrate this today in the Feast of Corpus Christi. There is another feast during the year when we celebrate, when we recognize, when we make that act of faith in our Lord's true presence in the Blessed Eucharist. And that's Holy Thursday. At the Mass of the Last Supper, we remember our Lord instituting the Holy Eucharist. But we also remember the institution of the priesthood. There's a lot going on there in Holy Week, especially on Holy Thursday before the all-night adoration, before Good Friday. So Almighty God, in his providence, seen it fit that we should have a special feast, Corpus Christi, the body of Christ, specially devoted to our Lord's true presence. So when we are at Mass today, when we receive Holy Communion, let us make that act of faith. I do believe. Let us help our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that we are thankful for all the gifts he's given us, especially his body, blood, soul, divinity, and Holy Communion. But most importantly, if you do not remember anything else, remember to tell our Lord that you love him, because that's the reason why he gave us himself. That's why our Lord has remained with us, and he will remain with us until the end of time. He will not leave us orphans, for his love for us is infinite, to the point of giving us himself. My dear friends in Christ, during the procession after Mass, during the procession, I encourage you to make acts of faith. I encourage you to make acts of love and gratitude to our Lord as we procession. success outside to the altar set up, bearing benediction outside and bearing benediction inside. What a gift our Lord has given us. What a great prayer we can pray. Lord, I believe, but help me with my unbelief. Lord, I believe, but help me with my unbelief. Just a couple notes during the procession. After the bells are starting to be rung, and as the choir starts singing at the start of the procession, you should remain kneeling while we process out of the church. After the Blessed Sacrament passes by your pew, then you can stand up and join the procession behind you. So just keeping that in mind, as the Blessed Sacrament passes by, you should be kneeling down, and then certainly come and follow afterwards. When you leave your pew to follow with the procession, you do not have to genuflect. You just leave your pew and join right in the procession. My dear friends in Christ, what a great blessing we have to be able to celebrate this wonderful feast, Corpus Christi. And remember the prayer, my Lord, I do believe, but help me with my unbelief. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.